This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
We bring nothing into this world, we take nothing out of it. Verse 8, but if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. You know, people don't believe that verse at all. Did you know that? People, American Christians, do not believe verse 8, but if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Verse 9, people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. I'm going to share with you right now the strongest statement I have ever read in my life by anybody about money. Some of you will find it offensive. Some of you think, that's just too strong, Randy, to share on a Sunday morning at Crossview Christian Church. I want you to listen to John MacArthur from Panorama City, California, when he says this: people who love money in order to get money will take bribes. People who love money in order to get money will distort justice. They will manipulate. They will take advantage of the poor. They will lie. They will cheat. They will extort. They will deceive, steal, and rob. They will abuse. They will commit every imaginable sin, fornication, adultery, if they think it will gain them money. They'll do bodily harm. They will kill for money. Every imaginable category of sin can flow out of loving money, because if you are consumed with the love of money and then that becomes the driving force of your life, you'll do whatever it takes to get it. If you're consumed with loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, then you will set aside everything that thwarts that, and therefore you're on a path of righteousness, and you cannot love and serve both God and money. That's what the Bible says. You can't serve both God and money. There's no sin excluded from the list of what people might do for the love of money. So if you can just deal with the affection for money, you've really won the battle. Now, I read all of that, all of his paragraph, to read the next line, because it really was like a slap in the face when I read it. Anytime you sin to get money, you betray a heart that loves money more than it loves God, righteousness, and truth. I'm going to say that again. Anytime you or I sin to get money, we break God's law or man's law to get money. That's what sin is, breaking the law of God, the law of man, in many cases. You betray a heart, and I betray a heart, that loves money more than it loves God, righteousness, and truth. And privately, some people, when they hear this today, will they hear it on the radio later, will say, I was offended by that. Do you know why they were offended by that? Because it convicted them. I'm always offended by sermons that convict me. Always. Just like you are. We're always offended by truth that convicts us. And we get mad. We get self-righteous. You do, and so do I. We all do. But I think it's a powerful word for somebody out of this text today. Let's look at verse 10 again. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and have pierced themselves with many griefs. That's a poetic way of saying, look at a lot of the problems in people's lives, including yours and mine, and trace it back to money. Doesn't money cause problems in people's lives, in your family? Have you ever done a study of the history of maybe a part of your family and you trace back the problems over the years, over the generations, and somebody says at one point or another it had to do with money?
Well, in all honesty, does that question resonate with you or your family? Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.